Time to say hey to Eric Schilling, the head basketball coach for the Nazareth Swiftettes. Long time no see, man.
Yeah, it has been a little while. Thanks for having me on.
Did I see correct Max Preps? Did you guys have a game last night?
No, we Thursday? No, we played Tuesday.
That's what I thought, but
we played Happy.
You guys blew Happy out 95-19.
We did. We played really well. It's always good to play like that at home, and the girls played well, and it was just one of those games, especially right at this point in the season, that you you just want everybody to be clicking on all cylinders, and that was one of those games. So just a good effort overall by us, I thought.
10-0 on the district right now, and overall 24-6. Tell us kind of how things went against Happy. Kind of highlight some of the players for the radio.
You know, our seniors have been really good leaders for us, and I thought they both played really well the other night. You know, Maddie Brockman, she's our point guard and our, you know, just our defensive catalyst. And, you know, whenever she's in, just put so much pressure on the ball, it kind of just helps our defense overall and everybody away from the ball, just being aggressive and being in the right position and doing all the little things right. You know, and she really gets our offense going. I mean, she likes to play fast and really push the ball and just does a great job of seeing the floor you know, finding the right person and just getting everything going for us. So really big for us. And then Lexi Romaker is inside for us, had a big night. You know, she finished really well around the basket and was really strong. And, you know, both, you know, she was, I think we had three or four in double figures. And, you know, she was one of those. And so that's whenever you have such balanced, spread out scoring like that, you know, it's just really tough to defend. So, but yeah, you know, those two for sure. And then, you know, Cambry Clevenger, she's been our leading scorer all year. I think she ended up with 25 the other night, and just as a, she's such a tough matchup with her length and everything. She can score from the outside, but she's just continues to be such a strong inside player for us as well. So, you know, those two. And then, you know, whenever Jolie Pig, you know, she's been one that's been really strong for us as far as the guard. She does a great job handling the ball and is a good shooter as well. So when you have them hitting and really sharing the ball, it just, you know, I just think we're really tough to defend whenever they're doing that. And then Kate Brockman inside, she's our other post, and she's not tall, but she's so strong, and she's just continued to develop all year, and just a really good inside finisher and gets a lot of loose balls and just a great hustler for us. So,
you guys head to Silverton coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we go to Silverton, and you know, and it's kind of something we talked about yesterday, where we set the bar pretty high on Tuesday, and we want to raise it even going to their place on Friday. You know, it's easy to play like that at home whenever you got the whole crowd behind you and happy in town, but we want to be able to do that every game. And you know, so I kind of challenge them to, you know, show up in Silverton and be able to play with that same energy and same level of execution. So really looking forward to that one.
Got Silverton Friday night, then you head over to Crest, I guess, on Tuesday, next Tuesday?
Right, yeah, Crest will come here. That'll be our last district game and senior night and all that stuff. So, you know, that's always a fun night. You know, just you want to wrap up district the right way and, you know, heading into the playoffs, you just want to continue to build momentum. And you know, that's a great team to do that against. You know, they always play hard and do things right. So it'll be just another good challenge for us going into the playoffs.
Any idea who you might play on the playoff first round?
No, that it'll be the district up north, and it's kind of in a bind right now. So really, it could be one of three different teams. So we really don't know. You know, it could be Wildorado, Hartley, or Boys Ranch. But like I said, they're kind of all fighting for spots right now. So it could be any of those. So we'll just have to wait and see.
We always talk about the players on the radio. Let's talk about some of your coaching staff that helps you out.
Yeah, I've got one assistant coach, Whitney Bryan. You know, she does a ton for us. She you know, she coaches our junior high and does our JV, and obviously helps a ton with our varsity. But you know, she's a great one to have because she you know, she holds the kids to a high standard, and and I think she, you know, she supports me, and just, you know, she's been here for, I think she's been here for 6 years now, and so she's, you know, she knows the kids know her well, and you know, I just a great assistant to have, and, you know, someone with a lot of experience as well, and head coaching experience. So whenever you have that as an assistant, it definitely helps a ton and helps our program.
What about underclassmen on your squad? Who's coming up that you guys are going to have for next season?
Yeah, which a while ago I kind of talked about our starters, but our bench, we've got three girls on our bench. Junior Addie Schulte, she comes in and, you know, she plays inside for us, but she can also play outside. She's a great shooter and just a great hustler and does a lot for us. And then, you know, McKinley Moore, she's a sophomore. She's a great defensive player. She's real strong, and she's a good scorer as well. So just a very well rounded player for us that you know, we're lucky to have for the next few years. And then the last one is my daughter Brinley. She's a sophomore. She comes off the bench. You know, she's a great hustler. She's one that's always near the ball, and just you know, she knows her position and just knows the game well, and she's also a great shooter. You know, she's one that, you know, I want her shooting the ball, and she's got great confidence there. And, you know, that's just something that she brings to us, you know, off the bench. It's always good to have that, you know, so having them just kind of really, they really complement our first five. And, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in them where I feel like we can throw any lineup out there and they're all going to be able to hold their own. So, yeah, and I think we've got some youth that we're lucky to have for the next few years to kind of keep this thing going. And you know, our JV, you know, we've got a junior and several sophomores on JV that, you know, they're going to be able to step up and help us big time next year. So you know, I'm just really excited about our future with this group.
All right, good to talk to you, Coach. Good luck with Silverton tomorrow night, and we'll try to check back in with you guys next week.
All right. That sounds good.